Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome to another reflective moment of For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. Today, this is Nahid having the honor of being with you on another episode. Well, let's start today's episode by reciting one very short part of Saadi Shirazi's Bustan, the famous Persian prose writer and poet, and get the idea of the concept that is very important and very challenging many times for us, and see what we are going to discuss today. When the storm struck, the tree bowed to the wind, but it did not break. The bird that faced the storm did not give up its song, even though its wings were tired. Saadi writes, "In times of trial, the patience remains firm. The tree may bend, but it does not fall." Today, we talk about a subject that touches the core of the human spirit, patience in adversity. In times of hardship, when life seems to be shattering, patience becomes our greatest strength. It is not about the absence of pain, but the ability to endure with faith, knowing that Allah's mercy is greater than any trial we face. Saadi, in the part that we just read, reminds us that patience is not about avoiding difficulties, but about enduring with grace. Even in the hardest storm, we may bend, but we do not break. Resilience is the heart of patience. Regarding what we have in the teachings of Islam, the most completed religion of all, the Holy Quran also provides us with profound guidance on patience, especially in the face of hardship. In the Holy Book of Quran and Surah Al-Anfal, we have this verse clearly making it obvious for us. "And be patient, for indeed Allah is with those who are patient." This verse reminds us that in our darkest moments, Allah's presence is with us, even when it feels like we are alone. Patience is the shield that protects us, and through it, we find strength. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam also mentions, "How wonderful is the case of a believer! There is good for him in everything, and this applies only to a believer. If he is granted ease, he thanks Allah, and that is good for him. And if he is afflicted with a hardship, he shows patience, and that is also good for him." Well, let's go for a very short break, and then we're going to be back on For a Better Life, and we're going to consider more of the Islamic resources based on patience. And at the end, of course, we are going to take a look at our own lives and see how successful are we in applying patience in every moment.
ارتباطتون رو با خدا قوی کنید. در مسائل دینی به نقاط عقلانی و ظریف.
Improve your connection with God. Pay attention to logical and detailed points in religious issues and learn them from great masters. There are sentiments in religion, but they rely on deep ideality and deep thought. This thought must be learned.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
Welcome back to For a Better Life. As we promised before, let's go for the Islamic resources and see how beautifully Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions the concept of patience. Patience is of two kinds, patience over what pains you and patience against what you get. Imam Ali's words teach us that patience is not just about enduring pain, but also about restraining our desires and maintaining composure when faced with temptations. Patience is not merely a reaction to difficulty. It is an active choice, a cautious decision to hold on to faith and trust in Allah, even when the world seems to be falling apart. In times of adversity, our faith is tested, but it is also strengthened. The Prophet ﷺ tells us that tribulations are a purification for the believer. Each hardship faced with patience becomes a means of spiritual elevation. Also, in one other hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam mentions, a believer's patience in hardship purifies him, just as fire purifies gold. The harder the trial, the greater the reward, because patience is a sign of inner strength and complete reliance on Allah. Now, going back to our lives and taking a look at what we are doing in our personal lives and what can be the steps for us to cultivate patience, let's start by asking ourselves this question. I want all of you, my listeners, to close your eyes for a second, listen to this question, and have a very short reflection on the answer. How do we develop and strengthen our patience, especially when we face challenges that seem intolerable? The question is, how do we develop and strengthen our patience, especially when I face challenges that seem intolerable? Well, I guess the answers that most of us have to this question, including me, are some simple words, like reciting Quran, like believing in the faith that I have, like sometimes complaining, for I myself, this has happened a lot. We complain on things that we cannot bear. But the steps that are more recommended based on the Islamic resources are to seek comfort and pray. We need to remember that Allah is always there for us to listen. So late at night, the moment that I feel overwhelmed and I think like there is no one around to hear my voice, I need to know that when I seek this comfort in the pray all alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the only listener, and this way, my heart will be nothing but calmer than ever. The other resource recommends, acknowledge your feelings, but do not let them control you. It's okay to feel pain, but do not let the pain define you. Also, we need to remember the past trials and challenges. Reflect on how we've overcome challenges before. Allah has always helped us endure. And the other one can be having faith that hardship is temporary. Every storm eventually passes. Imam Ali alayhi salam reminds us, there is no greater blessing than patience in the face of hardship. Patience doesn't mean resignation. It means active submission to the will of Allah, trusting that He knows what is the best for us. So, dear listeners, patience in adversity is the key to peace. When faced with trials and challenges, remember that they are not signs of Allah's anger, but opportunities for growth. In every difficulty, there is a chance to strengthen our faith and draw nearer to Allah. So, when the storm comes, let us bend, but not break. Let us endure with patience, knowing that every trial brings with it a reward beyond measure. Thank you for joining me on this journey of reflection and growth. Until the next time, may your hearts remain strong, your faith unwavering, and your patience unshakable. May Allah grant you peace through every trial and strength through every challenge. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will always